Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Okay, so really it's right on there.
And I might blow all night, so when I'm hype, yo, I go nitro. A little lazy, some nights, so, but I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. Yeah, I hurt you when I broke you. Had a hard time trying to learn you. Like night and day, but you a virtue. My hair gone, it's all wrong. We busted,
let's
we
fighting.
Baby, we dying out of love. Remind you that loving you is like flowing water.
She's online with a lot to say for a person that couldn't be reached for no. Now, she says she talked. Now, what was interesting to me is she said that she talks to the feds every day. I don't know. The thing with Tasha K, she's a great deflector. She likes to appear as if she's the only one in the world that cannot be beat, cannot be touched, cannot be altered. It's just not true. So she can act tough all she wants, but the reality of the situation is she gets shaken, she gets nervous, and she's learning as she goes as well. She's a human being, just like the rest of us. All right. So she tries to act like she's not, or like she's somehow better than, or. But at the reality of the situation is, that's just not the case. Okay. Oh, they're waiting for me. Oh my God, it's all these people on here. Child, it's so much going on today. They saying Tasha K could go to jail if it's been proven, or if it gets proven that she has been, her and a federal officer all right. All right. So I'm hoping that we can get the stream right today. I'm hoping. I tried to get it right for us today. I tried to get it right today. So hopefully we can get the shit working. All right. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, hey.
Okay, this is me. So are you ready?
Yep. Let me bring up. Yep.
Oh, yeah. You got time because I'm going to talk first. I just wanted you to be, I didn't want to have to call you in the middle of it.
Yep, no problem. No. I'm right here. I got the article and the U.S. code pulled up already.
All right. So I'll put you on mute and I'll let you know when I'm coming.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye. All righty then. It's time to start the show. I'm hoping that fucking XSplit does not play in my face today. Oh, let me bring you back. Girl, XSplit has really been trying me lately. Glitching. So we'll see.
Yeah, I know.
And I had a customer service guy. I mean, I had like paid this guy to help me today. So I'm hoping that it works because I was using more CPU than GPU. So maybe we're putting all the, I don't know.
Got it. That makes sense. That's balanced. Huh? Yeah. No, honey, I'm just feeling a little under the weather. I've been overworking myself.
This should be fine.
This would be a good time.
And I got clips of her deflecting, so I'm going to bring those up. You don't have to respond to those, but I'm going to talk about that because she's over here saying that she talks to the feds all the time, and she's basically saying, I don't know why people are trying to say I'm going to jail or I could go to jail because black people don't know how to read. So she's like on live make. So I got those clips too.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Listen, sis, yeah. We're saying you for sure going to jail, but you got a big problem on your hands.
She's acting like she don't have no problem. and you know, obviously I'm going to take some calls. So we're going to get into it. Okay. I'm going to start the show, Lisa. I'll see you in a few. All right. Ciao. Ain't this a mess? We haven't talked about this hag over here in a minute. But she's been wanting us to talk about her for a minute anyway. Godly. Hopefully my stream works today. Are we ready? It's still doing it. I don't know. It's still giving that. Hold on. Starting early. Okay, listen. Okay. Hello, everybody. Listen up, people. Listen up. What's popping? Now, we are going to attempt to get into some things. I cannot promise that we're going to finish it because we might be having some tech issues, but we're going to do the best that we can. Okay. So, let me know if you guys can see me, if we look okay. Everything looks pretty good here. But if not, we'll just have to go. I'll have to upload it because I'm not going to fight through this because it's a lot to talk about. All right. So, we haven't talked about this old hag on this channel in a while. So we're just going to get straight to the punch, okay? Tasha K's got a big problem on her hand, everybody. And we're here to discuss it. Now, I don't know all the ins and outs of the R. Kelly case. I'm not going to pretend to know. I do have one of my friends here that's going to kind of read for us. They're not a lawyer. They're just somebody that follows the R. Kelly case, too. They're interested in it. So they're going to kind of help us. We're going to have a conversation of what this looked like, what can happen, or what's kind of going on in this article. Because everybody's been, like, hitting me up about, you know, this situation with Tasha K and this government federal police officer giving Tasha K this information and what this looked like. Can she get in trouble for this? Now, based off of reading the article, I was like, well, I don't think she could get in trouble. You know, like she's doing her job as a blogger. Like, what's the big deal? But then I see there's like this warrant to see if there was any payments made by Tasha K to the, you know, informant, the federal informant. So we're going to read through that and then we're going to talk about it. Then we're going to hopefully take a call in and then get into some things and see what's going on. And I'm going to tell you why. The biggest thing for me is I feel like Tasha K could accidentally be helping R. Kelly's defense. Okay. So let's get it popping. Let me see. Hold on, Kia. All right. So let me get Lisa on the line. Okay, Lisa.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Lisa. I got you on here because, you know, girl, that's a lot of reading and everybody talks about my reading. So you can read a lot smoother than I can.
Okay. No problem. Are you going to pull up the article or you just want me to read
Yeah,
it?
I can pull up the article, but I don't know if you want to try to read it through there because that might be a mess.
No, I got it. I got it here. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I informed everybody that you're not a lawyer, so we're just so that they know they're not trying to say that you're trying to be a lawyer. She is not a lawyer, okay? We're just going through the paperwork. All right? So leave her alone. All right.
All right. You all ready? Let's get started here. So there was an article in the Chicago Tribune. You guys probably have seen it. Ex-prisons officer suspected of leaking R. Kelly's jail communications to blogger, federal record show. R&B superstar R. Kelly has been locked up at Chicago's federal jail for 4 months when a popular YouTube personality touted an inside scoop on the singer's tumultuous relationship with two girlfriends still living in his high-rise apartment. Apparently wanting to keep the women in his camp, Kelly allegedly had a friend bring $1,500 in cash to the Trump Tower residence to help pay their bills, blogger Tasha K said in a quote-unquote exclusive video posted on her YouTube channel in November of 2019. One of them, Jocelyn Savage, was angry she'd been kept off Kelly's visitors list, according to Tasha K. The other, Azriel Clary, had left the apartment and not come back, throwing Kelly into a tizzy, she said. How did Tasha K know all this? Well, she wasn't telling. Yeah, there's a phone tap somewhere, and I'm not going to tell you where it's at, Tasha K told her viewers during this 39-minute video, which has so far collected more than 328,000 views. I have the plug. I'm not going to tell you where I got the information from, but just listen to the damn information, okay? Now, it appears federal investigators allegedly know exactly how Tasha K was plugged in. A federal search warrant recently unsealed in Chicago shows that agents seized a laptop from a U.S. Bureau of Prisons officer who was suspected of illegally accessing Kelly's recorded phone calls, emails, visitor logs, and other restricted information during his stay at the Metropolitan Correctional Center on West Van Buren Street. Now that is in Chicago. The female officer, who at the time worked as a disciplinary hearing officer at a federal prison in Wisconsin, accessed Kelly's records more than 150 times in a six-month period in 2019, even though the officer was not assigned to the MCC and had no official reason to be looking them up, according to the 24-page document obtained by the Tribune. The officer, identified only as Officer A, also emailed herself a 12-page scan of Kelly's jail records, according to an affidavit from an investigator with the U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General's office. The officer retired in December of 2019, according to the affidavit. She has not been charged. The unsealing of the search warrant comes in the middle of Kelly's racketeering trial in New York on charges alleging he was the head of a criminal enterprise that for decades recruited girls and young women and held them against their will to satisfy Kelly's illegal appetites. Kelly is identified in the warrant only as Inmate A, though he's described as a nationally recognized celebrity whose criminal case has received media attention. Sources confirmed the investigation and videos referenced in the federal document line up with Kelly-related videos posted on YouTube. In an email statement Tuesday, a BOP spokesman wrote the Bureau could not comment on the issues pending investigation for privacy, safety, and security reasons. The documents offer a glimpse into the unbridled cottage industry that has sprung up on social media since the allegations against Kelly exploded in 2019 with the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, which eventually led to federal indictments in Brooklyn and Chicago, as well as similar charges in Cook County. Since then, Kelly's supporters and detractors have devoted countless hours on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, parsing every last detail of the singer's life and the charges against him. When a South Suburban woman posted Kelly's $100,000 bail in the Cook County case in February of 2019, she instantly became a hot topic of conversation, with some bloggers on social media calling for a boycott of the restaurant she owns, while others wrongly identified her as the operator, of a Southside daycare. As the trial has been unfolding in New York, one blogger who posts under the name An Infamous Sylvia has even been using actors to read aloud from the trial transcripts, creating what she feels as quote-unquote role reenactment. But perhaps none of the gossip mongers has been as successful as Tasha Kay, whose celebrity news dispatches on the YouTube channel Unwind with Tasha Kay regularly garner hundreds of thousands of views and presumably significant advertising dollars. The 39-year-old Atlanta-based blogger whose real name is Latasha Kibbe often touts her videos as offering quote-unquote exclusive information and insight into Kelly's world with interviews of key players as well as updates on the allegations, including many that go far beyond even the most salacious details offered in court. This is the important part. According to the warrant, the warden of Chicago's NCC first reported to BOP Internal Affairs on November 22, 2019, that Tasha Kay had, quote, revealed sensitive law enforcement information regarding the celebrity identified as Kelly, including, quote, information that would have been known to BOP employees who had monitored inmate A's telephone calls or accessed the recordings of those calls.
Okay, let's stop right there. Let's stop with that paragraph. So what does that mean?
That means that on November 22nd of 2019, after the revelation of these calls and the that Azriel had left, the warden there at Chicago's holding center went to the federal investigators' internal affairs department and said, listen, this blogger has revealed sensitive law enforcement information. So it was information that they had no intention of releasing to the public. It was information that was pertaining directly to the case and information that potentially prosecutors could then use in building their case, because everybody knows when you are incarcerated, it automatically tells you on every phone call, these phone calls can be and will be recorded unless you're talking to your attorney.
Okay. So the BOP is the Bureau of Prisons officer.
Correct.
That's okay.
But their internal affairs, so basically he was alerting the Bureau of Prisons. Listen, there's been a breach of security. There's information that was on these taps, because all the phones are tapped, completely legal, and we'll get to that in a little bit. That's completely legal. Everybody knows what's happening. But somehow she got this information, and he alerted them to that fact.
Or Kelly did.
No, the warden.
Oh, the warden. Sorry, the warden, yeah.
Internal affairs, we got a problem. Because this woman has received this information and broadcast it on her YouTube channel.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. The warrant mentions three specific videos posted by Tasha Kay that are still publicly viewable on YouTube. Among them was a November 8, 2019 video entitled Exclusive, New R. Kelly Enablers Revealed, where she appears to scroll through her cell phone while reading a summary of a recent call between Kelly and Savage that was recorded on the jail's system.
Mm.
Okay.
Wait. Say that again, because I'm looking at the screen, making sure we're not glitching and all of that. So the warrant mentions three specific videos by Tasha K, where she appears to scroll through her cell phone while reading a summary of a recent call between Kelly and Savage that was recorded on the jail system. Wow, Lisa. That's those wiretaps right there.
I mean, a lot of us remember this. I mean, I personally mm-hmm. remember it. So she was on her cell phone reading what appears to be a transcript of that call between R. Kelly and Jocelyn Savage that was recorded on the jail system.
Yes. So how did she get, they trying to figure out, how the hell did she get the jail transcript? The transcript from the tap phone. How would you
correct.
Get that?
Correct. Okay. So that's when she said that Rob called Jocelyn and she was crying hysterically, and that's when Azriel had left the Trump Tower. Now, and then she says on this call, I'm just going to skip down and quote, "Now I told you I got a bleep plug, so this is all facts."
Oh.
So she's saying right now that she's got a plug on the inside to get that information.
So that's where she started boasting and bragging. See, this is, unfortunately, this is really quick. This is a situation, Lisa, where it's like, damn, she actually had a real exclusive. And now she's kind of, it's backfiring in her face because she kind of essentially got boastful about it, because they probably wouldn't even known had she not got so arrogant and said that she had a plug.
I will say that, but I will also say that, you know, I don't have an, I mean, I'm just going to be devil's advocate
yeah.
here. I don't have an expectation that you or her or anybody else that doesn't do this is not an actual journalist, okay,
mm-hmm.
that went to school for it, okay? No shade, no tea.
Yeah.
You're not going to necessarily know that when you get this type of information, if it's garnered illegally, what ramifications it can have on you or on the case. I don't
right.
think she recognized that at that time. So
okay.
Journalists get this kind of information all the time, right? They get it all the time. However, they are taught to be very careful how they gain the information, and then you're right not to be boastful. That's why journalists will say, an anonymous source. They will continue to say anonymous sources. Now, what she, and to the depth that she revealed this, a lot of times also anonymous source information will have some things revealed, but not everything.
Mm.
The fact that it was very explicit and verbatim almost, that's what piqued everybody's interest. That's what
okay.
made this warden say, "We got a problem." You have
okay.
to be careful when you're revealing it.
Okay, let's continue.
Okay? And then they talk about they reference another video posted on December 22nd of 2019 titled "R. Kelly Released Emails Proves He Can't Read or Write," according to the affidavit. Now, this is what's been given. This is part of the affidavit that went into them securing the warrant, the search warrant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The 16-minute video, which they tell how many views, features Tasha K reading verbatim from emails Kelly purportedly sent from jail to Savage a month earlier, including details of how he misspelled the word "hi" as H-A-I, okay? So now, I'm going to skip a little bit. Okay. A review of Officer A's logins to the Bureau of Prisons.
Hold on. But I do want to get this out here, though, because
yeah.
she did. I want to. This is very clear here, because she said that she could not be reached for a comment. Oh, that's from the Chicago Tribune. Okay, because I don't know if that
yes.
was from the federal government or not. Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
That's the Tribune saying that they
okay.
reached out to her, as a journalist should do. Okay.
Yes.
A review of Officer A's login to the Bureau of Prisons internal information system, meanwhile, showed that the officer had improperly accessed Kelly's records 153 times between July 15th of 2019, when Kelly first arrived, and December 12th, 2019, shortly before her retirement, according to the warrant. And during that time, go ahead.
I was going to say that's interesting, because somebody had brought it to my attention that about I don't know, maybe we can talk about this. Somebody had brought it to my attention that maybe her retiring was her complying with them. Maybe she had gotten caught and she complied. Because why would she retire? Like, the timelines are really close. What did you think about that?
It could be. It could be they said, listen, either we're going to bring you internal affairs, says we're going to let you retire early and you still get to keep your pension, or you're going to go down with the ship when this goes down.
Yeah, because they were going to – because what it's looking like is they got rid of her, and the federal government is trying to make it look like, okay, this is not – this has nothing to do with us. This officer is out of the picture. This is just a messy blogger that got some information, but this is not us trying to sabotage or set up R. Kelly on our end. That's kind of what it kind of can look
like. Most definitely. Most definitely, because, again, having lived through, as an adult, the first trial down in Chicago, it was all over the place. You have to remember, this is also Michael Jackson era, all of this, right? It was all over the place that basically the government or any, you know, federal agency or even the state of Illinois was just going after him because he's a black man and because he's this and that, and they're trying to set him up.
Right.
So... and he got off on a series of technicalities. Well, as we now know, he got off because the parents of the child would not allow her to testify, and they themselves wouldn't testify to who she was. But you're exactly right. I mean, especially coming on the heels of some other high-profile cases, they don't want to appear as if they've set him up. And he's been saying that he's been set up.
And he's been saying that he's been set up. So it's like, okay, they're trying to withdraw, like they're trying to separate themselves from her and Tasha. Like they're trying to make that, like, I feel like they're going after Tasha to cover their own ass, honestly.
They have to. And we'll get it further
and I feel
into
like
why
that,
they have to.
Okay, yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah. Okay, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So during that time, I would have went, during that time, the officer also accessed and printed out Kelly's visitor logs and payments made into and out of his commissary account, which included the names of people sending money to Kelly while he was in jail, according to the warrant. And she emailed all of this 12 pages to herself of the records and things to herself on November 13th. Shortly after the first video was dropped to a Gmail address.
Her official BOP account.
Correct. So she emailed it from work to her personal Gmail.
Wow.
And among that information, this is all according to the warrant. Now, this is all, whenever we see according to the warrant, that is what they already know to be true. So they use that, what they know to be true information, to then put that in front of a judge to get a warrant to go get more information. That's that's all a warrant is for, right? They have to show probable cause to go digging deeper so that they can find more evidence to build a case. All right? So they knew this. This is what they already knew. Among that information in that scan was a log of Kelly's emails, including some later divulged by Tasha K in her video blog. So now that connects the information she accessed, Officer A, to Tasha K. Inextricably.
Okay.
That's a solid connection. The warrant sought permission to search Officer A's desktop computer, I would assume that's home, desktop, for any evidence of a crime, including any internet searches of R. Kelly as well as financial transactions or discussions of payments with Tasha K.
And that's where it gets sticky for Tasha K, if she was paying for this information.
That's where it gets stickier. It's already
stickier. You think it's already sticky? But okay,
yes.
So this is what I was asking you before. Yes. Why is it sticky for Tasha K? And I'm being devil's advocate here. If she's doing her job as the blogger, right, and she's getting information, how is that her fault? Like, she's just doing her
okay.
Unless she's paying for this illegal information.
Well, that's in addition to everything else.
Okay.
Because U.S. Now, this is where we get into the U.S. federal code. I'm not even going to talk about the illegality as far as Wisconsin and Illinois is concerned, because there's a whole thing and a lot of other folks have talked about that ad nauseum. I think they're missing the bigger point here. The bigger point are the federal charges, and while they potential, the code. Interception, this is U.S. code. Y'all can look it up. 18 U.S. code 2511. Interception and disclosure of wire, oral, or electronic communications prohibited. And I'm going to summarize it. What this is saying is that in some cases, such as in incarceration, there are certain reasons why people would able to gain a warrantless search and seizure or interception of your phone calls, your emails, or anything you say, like in a visit. You're speaking to somebody and you're in the visitor's room or whatever the situation is, you could be recorded during that whole visitation as well. So there's a reason for that, right? So you know that, and anybody that is working at that facility and that has a reason to come in and listen to and or read any of that information can do so. That's how officers are allowed to read your letters coming back and forth, in this case, emails back and forth, so on and so forth. They will take that information because you're giving up your right to remain silent at that point, and you're knowingly giving up your right to have that information not brought into evidence against you when you talk like that at that facility. But only those people that are at that facility or prosecutors, right, or defense attorneys are allowed to gain access to that information. This woman was all the way in Wisconsin while he was in Chicago during this time period. She had no reason to nor legal right to access that information. She, in fact, ended up doing a warrantless wiretap or interception of information. Okay.
So this is the officer. So basically, this is like a messy subscriber that worked for the federal police bureau or whatever. And she, from Wisconsin, she went in and used her access to dig up information to then give it to Tasha K.
That is correct. Now, you still might say, well, this is still on the officer, right?
Yeah, I'm still not hearing where Tasha K is affected.
Where it comes in is when you disclose information that was obtained, publicly disclose it, that was obtained illegally. You are then responsible for that dissemination of information illegally. Where it ends up getting super, now she could even still get away with that, but if it comes out that she paid her in any type of way, anything. It could be, I don't know, I'll put you in touch with this celebrity or this YouTuber or whatever. It doesn't matter. If she receives any type of compensation, but especially if it was financial compensation for illegally obtained wiretapped information, now you got a real problem because you paid for illegally garnered information that you should not have had access to, and then you took that illegally gained information and broadcast it everywhere. If this had been somebody in the Chicago MCC, we probably wouldn't have be having the same discussion other than the fact that potentially divulging this information could be considered, you know, a warrantless search, and it was an illegal, you know, it could be considered bad evidence, or it could then say anything else that they found out afterwards could be.
But my thing is, but how does she know? Like, maybe, but my thing is, I mean, just to give a little pushback, she may not have known that that was obtained legally. I mean,
completely
is that her
agree.
Fault?
It is, because everywhere, I don't care what you say, right? Ignorance, the lawyer will tell you, ignorance of the law is not an excuse.
Mm.
Unfortunately, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. They're not going to care whether or not she knew it or she didn't. But I can
well,
tell
no,
you
well,
for sure.
Well, actually, you're right, because I feel like, again, it's affecting their case at this point.
Because, and this is how it affects their case. Also, 18 U.S. Code 2512 also begins to go against that. Let me see. And then we've got 2515, prohibition of use as evidence of intercepted wire or oral communications. Whenever any wire or oral communication has been intercepted, no part of the contents of such communication and no evidence derived therefrom may be received into evidence at any trial, hearing, or other proceeding by court, grand jury, da-da-da-da-da.
So what does that mean?
If I'm his lawyer, I can say that this intercepted wiretapping emails, because that counts under communication, and then it was blasted all over YouTube land, right? If there was any evidence that was derived after or as a result of this information that was illegally transmitted to her being put out in the public, then they could make an argument that any information, so let's say Azriel wasn't planning on coming forward until she felt so much pressure because she had been put out on Front Street so bad, and then heard what he was saying about her in these emails and heard what he was saying about her on the phone to Jocelyn, maybe that sent her over the edge to being willing to then go ahead and give her testimony and her evidence.
And so what you're saying is they can say that because of that, like, you know, we need to throw this out because this is altering the case. And because it was illegally obtained, you know, it could possibly get thrown out or have the case go into like a mistrial.
Correct. Very much correct. At very least, have her portion of the case be forced to be dropped. And then that's a huge portion of their racketeering case is the treatment of her. You know, her being taken across state lines, her being involved with him when she was under the age of 18, that's a huge part of the case.
And so
he could end up getting a mistrial.
And like in a nutshell, like what we were like kind of trying to say was like Tasha K could inadvertently help R. Kelly get off.
Yeah. Yeah,
because this could be used against them in the defense, because there was something that someone pointed out to me that these documents were sealed and then unsealed. Who unsealed these? Who unsealed this information? The defense had to have unsealed this, wanted this information
to be
out there so they could use this, no?
No, I don't think so. I think it was the prosecution that unsealed it. Because if it's a sealed document, even the defense wouldn't have known that this warrant existed. The feds will unseal a warrant to send up a flare and say, we see you. We see you. We're circling. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're in the midst of this trial, and remember, Azriel has just testified, or she's been testifying, or, you know, we're at that stage in the case where we're really talking about her. So the defense is going to know that Tasha K did all these videos, right? So to make an end run around that and to cut that off at the pass, oh, hey, we already know that this has happened. We're dealing with this over here. You can't say it's us, you know, as one of your friends already has said to you. You can't say it's us. We didn't do this. It's not the government. This is just one solitary, now retired officer that leaked this to this blogger. And
yeah,
we're going after this situation, and we're going to handle it. So they need to say this.
But that's on the prosecution side. But that's a good play on the prosecution. But if R. Kelly's lawyers are worth anything, they're going to leverage all of this and say, look, all these women, because that officer that gave Tasha K the information was a woman. So it's like there's this conspiracy that R. Kelly's been running with this whole time, that these women have been trying to take him down and tarnish his name in the public and possibly, you know, alter the minds of potential jury. So
yeah,
maybe, you know, they could use that. Hey, listen, we don't even have a case because this woman gets hundreds of thousands of views with the illegally obtained information that we don't know if it's true or false. We haven't even got time to go through it yet, but she's putting it out or whatever. Like, I don't know. I just feel like the defense can leverage to their benefit. They can't,
at least they can
try to like get ahead of it, because if Tasha K puts something out, you know, and she puts out the most salacious parts of the story that that have been sealed, but now she has this pertinent information. Now the defense knows how to build their case around it before
we
get to trial.
Well, but they're in trial at this point.
Oh,
so
they're in trial at this point, yeah.
Right, we're in trial. So before they get up and present their case, to me, this is a PR move. This is a PR move because there was no reason to unseal this right now, other than you want to make sure that it doesn't seem like there is a federal U.S. conspiracy, government conspiracy against him, and that you want to make sure that you're able to prove to the judge in this case, that's hearing this case, that you are indeed handling it, and then be able to present your case to say, look, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Eventually, you know, Ms. Cleary would have found out, da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Put their spin on it. You know, so they're trying to make sure that they put their spin on it. Also, we don't know if all of the information that she had, she's divulged or not. This is probably a warning shot across the bow to say, look, you probably don't want to be saying anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what's so interesting is, though, she acts like she says that she's talked to the feds. Well, before we get to that, do we think that she can go to jail? That's the big question. Can Tasha K do jail time?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
She can. No,
on
she
a federal level or a state level?
Both. Because each of these wire, you have to look at it. Depending upon what she's already put up, we know there's three videos. We don't know how many calls. We don't know how many emails that was involved in the making of these three videos and what all the information that was divulged, right? We have no idea. So if it's just three, then we have three counts of disseminating and three counts of potentially, if she paid, this is a potential, if she paid for it, that could be considered racketeering, wire fraud, bribery. You can, you know, whatever way they want to spin that one, right? If, let's say, it was 10, 15, because we said we have multiple emails, all of this information, too, could have been multiple calls. There could be a count for each one. Each one usually carries a fine of up to $10,000, sometimes up to $25,000. But each count would also carry a potential up to 1 year in jail. Now, it might not be serious stuff per se with this particular code, but they can also pile all that together and make it a federal felony as well. I mean, they could charge it with whatever they want to at that point. But under this code, you could do some serious time. That also then, though, you also potentially could have Wisconsin come into play, and most likely you could definitely have Illinois come into play, because Illinois is a two-party consent state. Wisconsin is a one-party consent state. However, again, because Illinois has a case against him as well that's pending, you could have Illinois be like, you've been tampering with an investigation, you divulged information that was going to be all of this all over again, right? So on each state potentially, right, and don't know what her home state would potentially do, most likely nothing. I don't really see a Wisconsin line here either. Like, I don't think that we would do that here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Illinois doing it, and I can see the federal government doing it, depending upon what they need to do in order to salvage this case.
But my question is, so then what happens to that officer? She would have to be, I mean, because you can't just, she was giving information too, so it can't just be Tasha K, right? That officer would be facing the same kind of charges, if not more, right?
It said in that article, she said she ain't been charged. I think she pulled a 6-9.
This is what I'm saying. That's why I feel like they could be setting her up. She complied, resigned, and she kind of left Tasha K out there. Like, they're going to go after her and make it look like this is just a messy blogger. We have nothing to do with this. Like, I'm telling you, they're going to try to corner Tasha K in there and say she was paying for this information and, you know, like, we'll handle her. But we need this case. They're like, they're going to have to deal with Tasha K. And like, they're literally going to have to turn on her. You know what I mean? And kind of like, all right, girl, you just didn't stop. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, Tasha should have stopped reporting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it was getting above her. But, you know, that's a conversation for another day. You know, once you start feeling yourself, you know, but go ahead.
Yeah, but again, I honestly, in this situation, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
And on the one hand, yes, she was doing her job. On the one hand, we can't ignore the fact that she was very instrumental in bringing a lot of information to the forefront, allowing these women and the parents of these women to talk and to be seen and to be heard. Like, she really was trying to do the right thing in this instance. I can't act like, you know, I got any hate on that. I got to give her flowers. I don't think she knew the level of trouble she could get into. I really
well, that's
don't.
Where, well, you know me, I think different. I don't think that she cared, because I think, yeah, to some degree, it was about the people, but then to another degree, it was about the clicks and the views. And at some point, it was just like, girl, I need these. It's the money. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, we can't deny the fact those were her biggest moments, her channel.
Yeah.
Like, we can't. So,
yeah,
I mean, at some point, the money becomes very important, too.
It put her on the map. You know,
yeah.
And I'm not giving her any excuse for breaking the law. And you know, the federal government, no law officer is going to say, oh, well, you didn't know that the speed limit on something small, you know, here, oh, it was only 45. They don't care if you were going 55 and you thought it was 55. Ignorance of the law, they don't care. And in all these things, as I was looking this up and just trying to understand what the federal code was on it, they clearly state, ignorance of the law is not, you know, in any commentator, ignorance of the law is no excuse. You don't have that luxury, unfortunately.
I think she'll go to jail, though. I don't know if she'll go to jail. I think this could be interesting for her, though, because I think she enjoys this. I honestly think that she enjoys the attention. I think that this could put her on the map. I mean, this is her Wendy Williams come up. However, this could backfire on her. Right now, she's seemingly acting as if nothing is going to happen. And this is me talking. This is not Lisa. You know, I'm going to get mine off. She's acting as if she's not bothered, but we've seen that in the Cardi B lawsuit. And then she was online talking about how she's $600 in a hole and she's hid all her money into a trust because she doesn't want to be able to get sued again. So obviously you're pressed. and she's losing that lawsuit terribly. So she's not invincible. She's not above the law, and she's damn sure not above the federal government. So you get what I'm saying? But she thinks that, like, she can get online and act as if this is not bothering her. And I got clips of her saying she talks to the feds every day. It's not a big deal. I'm going to play some of these clips really quick so you guys can kind of get into it and hear how she's acting. But this is, we all know she did this during the Cardi B lawsuit as well.
Yeah, and then let's talk about that.
Hold on, Lisa.
Yeah.
So she's online reflecting. I'm playing these for the audience.
Yep.
So this is where she says, if you know, she's making that joke, if you want to hide the truth, put it in the book, because apparently she feels nothing can happen to her, especially not jail time. And I guess we're not reading it correctly. So do you feel like, Lisa, this is not for you to like pick a side or anything like that, but I'm asking, do you think that this is misinformation, or can she go to jail or not? Because she's alluding to the fact that that's not true. So from what you've read and your knowledge, I mean, is that true? Are we not understanding what's actually, are we seeing two different things from what she's seeing and what we're seeing?
I can read. I attended Northwestern University. So when I look up the penalty for breaking any of these codes, and it's public knowledge, most of the time, like I said, it's a fine. But with any misdemeanor, as it would be on a state level, on a federal level, with any misdemeanor, which these would technically be individually, you can get up to 1 year in jail, in prison, not jail. In federal prison. Now, and usually from what I'm also reading from like Cornell Law and things like that, usually if it's an individual situation and depending on the situation, most likely you would get a fine. What is concerning to me and what I feel like she should, I mean, on its face, she's pretty correct. However, what's concerning is how many of these communications that she received, how many did she put out there for public consumption, and did she pay for it? And for anybody
that's
like,
had over 153 different communications.
That's the officer. We don't know how many Tasha K received in her hot little hands or her inbox or her cell phone. We don't know how many of those 153 different records, communications, and other records that Tasha K used in any of those videos. That's what I'm saying. Just her possession of it is not going to be what gets her. It's what she used and broadcasted for public consumption. Okay?
And if she paid for it.
That's really what's going to get it. And for anybody that's thinking, oh, she didn't pay, oh, let me tell you something. Y'all must not understand anything about the feds, because the feds don't go for a warrant unless they have really just cause for going to look for what they're looking for. I'm telling you that I don't think that this federal officer is going to get much more than maybe probation, maybe a slap on the wrist, because they've already allowed her to retire. They didn't fire her. They allowed her to retire. And
which says she complied with something.
Exactly.
Because the timelines are too close. Let's take a couple of calls, Lisa. 2503, you're live on the air. Hello? 2503, yes.
I don't know. Tasha Kaden got herself in some trouble. Like, how? Like, I would have never thought this would have came about.
Well, I don't really know if it's like, I wouldn't say that it's to me, this is kind of like the best work that she's done. You know what I mean? I mean, this is the most legit, and this is the most, like, receipt she's had. I mean, it's only bad because she obtained illegal information. But it was her, the stuff was, you know, it was good work. You know, it's just the way that she
it was
illegal.
But I feel like she might end up having to pay some fines, but I don't think she's going to end up going to jail for this. If the officer did, unless it's some more stuff that we don't know, but I doubt Tasha K is going to go to jail for this. I don't think so. She might be under, you know, what is it called? Like when you go to jail and they watch you for a while.
Probation. Okay, he gone. Okay, thank you, baby. 3329, you're live on the air. Hello?
You happy that girl said that?
Okay, she's not ready. You guys be ready or we got to get out of here. 0864, you're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. Now, listen, I can be wrong because, you know, I'm not a part of no type of law enforcement agency, but I done been around plenty of criminals, and one thing that I do know, now this sounds to me like, okay, you was asking a question, what if Tasha K didn't know that the information was obtained illegally? To me, this sounds like, let's say, like, if you sell clothes, right, and you buy clothes wholesale from a thief, that's dealing in stolen property, so whether you knew how they got it or not, technically, you still can be charged with it because it was, you know, it, like you're just guilty. What is it? Guilty by association or something like that. Like at the end of the day, Tasha K would have known, as smart as she act like she is, she, you know, do her due diligence. She would have known that this lady does not work at this prison or jail where he is. How would you obtain this information?
She knew that that information wasn't out. She knew that she was not supposed
exactly
to have that
so
information. That's why she was presenting it as
legally.
An exclusive. Yeah.
And as far as people talking about, no, she didn't pay for it. Tasha K made, I'm quite sure she made plenty of money off of those R. Kelly videos. So whatever that lady wanted, I'm quite sure she was going to give it to her. And that woman was not going to risk her job and her freedom just to give Tasha K some information for free, which was going to possibly send her to jail. She paid for that information.
But you
and
know,
I hate to say it, but she...
Go ahead, baby. You was on
go
the
ahead.
Sorry
I'm listening.
No, you go ahead. You hate this. Go ahead. Finish. Finish what you were saying.
Yeah, I was just like, I hate to say it, but it just seemed to me like if she don't have to pay that fine, she's going to jail. Like, you're dealing in some major problems. Just like that lady said, at the end of the day, this could help R. Kelly's case tremendously. Like, if his lawyers are worth anything, they would take this and they would run with it. Like, at the end of the day, just like you said, this could be, I would look at it as like, look, this woman got all these followers. She had all these subscribers, and most of them are women. Most of them are black women. They are setting me up. This is a like, at the end of the day, she's using this. She's spreading this, and this is a whole setup. Like, if his lawyers are worth anything, they could use this. They could really get him off of this.
And Tasha K could, while she thought she was trying to get him locked up, he could be the reason why he goes free. Because
and
she
then
just didn't
she
stop.
Gonna go behind bars. Now wouldn't that be something? He go free because she tried to blast him about going to jail, and she wind up sending herself to jail. Now wouldn't that? Pray for that baby.
But listen, it gets serious though. You got to really think about it. I think she was trying to do. You know, I'm always gonna get these off. Because she always says that people are jealous of her, other bloggers, because we're not doing what she's doing. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be the first one to let you know. I'm not going to try to obtain some illegal information just to be first, just to get a million views.
Baby, slow and steady wins the race. Let me tell you about humility.
I'm never going to do that. So you'll always be ahead of me, love. I'm never going
to
go.
You have to be humble.
Yeah,
you can't
like,
sit here and just
that.
Think that, you know, you're just going to be up and up and up. You're trying to throw it in people's face. You're trying to throw it in people's face. And that's the problem that I really have with Tasha K. It's like you have to be humble. You got to appreciate what you have. And you got to, you know, just live in the moment. You can't just try to throw it in people's face because it will come and bite you in the butt every time.
Well,
like, you can't
girl,
just
it's almost like
get
you're
your
cheating,
house.
Though. But you're but you're getting illegal information now
really
that you
is.
Now the federal
well,
government is
Cardi
looking
B.
into you.
First
yes,
it was
thank
Cardi
you,
B and-
Yes. So it's like, girl, you're cheating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I want to address something, too, because people are saying, oh, no, she retired. This Officer A retired prior to the investigation. Y'all got to pay very close attention to these dates. It was on November 22nd of 2019 that the warden of that Chicago holding center went to the Bureau of Prisons Internal Affairs. Now, the Bureau of Prisons Internal Affairs is the federal arm, okay? That this warden of the local Chicago arm went to the Bureau of Prisons Internal Affairs, which Officer A worked for, on November 22nd, 2019, to tell him there's been a breach. She retired, what did it say here, December the 12th, I believe, is that when she retired, I wanted to get the date, December the 12th, okay, is when she retired. If you don't think that between November 22nd and December the 12th, Internal Affairs did not do their due diligence and start trying to figure out, it's easy to find this out. Because all these logins are tracked. Every document from a federal agency, you have to use a login, especially this type of information. You have to use your login, your password, your clearance in order to receive, to see, view, download, and do anything else with that information. It was very easy for them to figure it out. So if you don't think that they had contacted her by December the 12th, let me tell you, the government moves quick on this stuff. They ain't going to send you your tax money quick, but they would move quickly on this here. So, you know, don't sleep. Don't sleep.
Okay, let's take this private caller. Okay, private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? What is up with the people today? Okay, 5-6. Okay, she's not ready. 5-6-7-4, you're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
So I was thinking, right? I know for a fact Tasha K knew that the information wasn't something that she should be having because of how she got it. I feel like if the information was something that was public and safe for her to have, all these other bloggers would have it. So she was so hemmed up on getting the tea and having the exclusive that she received the information that she wasn't even supposed to be receiving.
Illegally,
now,
yes.
Illegally, right. So it's like Tasha K knowing somebody robbed the bank. And she goes on live on Facebook like, yeah, you know, somebody just hit up a bank, right? But she doesn't, like, she tells you the name of the bank. She tells you how many people they were. She can give you the car that was used in the crime. You're an accessory because you knew this. You knew the information and you didn't come forth with it. So if you know that someone is working for the prison system, right, or the federal system, and they're leaking information and you're willingly taking it, putting it on your Patreon, coming out with exclusives, making videos after videos, you profited off of this.
Because they talked about this. They said she's making, hold on, they said she's making plenty of money in ad revenue, in ad dollars. They said that in that article. So people are looking at this because you're profiting off of this illegal information. So, like you're saying,
yes.
I don't feel bad for her because it's federal. If you got that to be first, so you need to take everything that comes with it. You get to use the money, but you also get the legal troubles too. Period.
And if she was trying to help these victims, there's so many ways you can help victims. She's just trying to be first and be, like, explicit on social media. Like, she's trying to be the first, and she's trying to be raw.
The, you know,
and
I'm the one,
people about
and it's all about me. Yeah.
You're not creating
GoFundMes.
You're not creating GoFundMes and creating safe havens with all this money you claim that you have.
No organizations for abused women.
Nothing.
It's none of that. No, it's all
you
about
you get the information and you put it out first.
Yeah.
You could be hurting these victims, right? It's traumatizing to know that you're getting this information that hasn't come out yet. So I don't feel bad for her at all. And she knows what she's doing. And I feel like she's an accessory to the crime. So even if she don't get the brunt of it, she's an accessory because you received the information, you put it out, you're profiting off of it. You put it on your Patreon because, you know, everything R. Kelly is up on her Patreon. And you're charging people for it. So the YouTube revenue, the Patreon, and whatever else that she'd be doing. So...
But you
know
what, to add to that, and I don't either because she likes this. You know what I mean? Like, she thinks as though, and I know that she thinks this will get her to her million. Like, for her, it's like bad pussy is good. So she wants to be wrapped up and entangled in this and wrapped up and entangled in, like, with the Cardi B. To her, this is, means that he is on top to be entangled in a bunch of litigations and lawsuits and the feds and have everybody talking. I don't know. That's personally not the journey that I want to take. But for her, hey, I mean, that's the cost to be the boss in your lane, I guess. So she's got to be able to deal with all of this. There's no way you're going to be able to be working with illegal feds and information and not think that some of this stuff is going to come back
and
bite you. There's
no way that you receive the information. They're going to look into that. Okay, she emailed it to her personal email and emailed it to you from her personal email. So even if you didn't feel like the information wasn't something that you should have been receiving, how did you receive the information? If you buying Gucci shoes and you getting it in the back alley, child, you know that you wasn't supposed to get it from there. Why can't you go up into the Gucci store and get your sneakers? Like, you're playing these games and you know what you're doing. But one more thing, the winos, they're like, oh, if she was in trouble, the feds would have got her. I don't live in the hood, but I'm pretty close. I know a couple of people the feds is watching. 2 years, 3 years. So if she feels like, oh, the feds would have got me already, that's not how it works. They're collecting information.
You remember, she has a history on this. So one day it's going to catch up to her. Hopefully she has a good lawyer, but the one she has now, she's losing cases. But remember, she got this information. Remember the nurse in Philadelphia that was, you know, she got the information
the
from Wendy Williams, the Wendy Williams, the baby breaking HIPAA laws and things like that. So she goes into these cases and she pays these Etsy subscribers to give her this information so she can go viral and break the internet. And so one day it's gonna bite her because she knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. You can't be getting medical information and legal federal information. Like, she has a history of doing this.
And she's willing to pay because, remember, I don't remember this guy, but I think he had some connections with Diddy, and they was trying to pay, Cash App him or something like that for the interview. She's willing to pay. She pays people. She openly says that she'll pay for an interview.
Well, it's nothing wrong to pay for.
So you'll pay for some tea.
A lot of people pay
for
stories.
I know, but if
you'll
pay for an interview, you'll pay for some tea. So you can't say that you didn't pay for the tea if you will pay for an interview.
Oh, right. I get what you're saying.
Why won't you pay
exactly
for tea? It's the same thing. It's interchangeable. So, and probably what she did was when she was speaking to whoever she was speaking to, she probably recorded. So even if she tries to delete, they'll do a deep clean on her computer. I don't care if it's an SD or a hard drive. She'd be recording everything. So even if she wants to play like she didn't know, probably the person was like, girl, you know, I'm not supposed to be telling you this. You don't know.
Right.
Because she likes to record.
That. She's
she
not
likes
dumb
to keep her audio. So she knows what she's doing.
Thank you, boo. Thanks for calling in. All right, we got a couple more. Ooh, child, y'all was in here today. 6875, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. You've been giving me my life this week, Armand, with all your videos.
Thank you.
I'm not really into Tasha K because I watch Armand. That's all I'm going to say. But what I will say is that she's been a fraud. She's constantly trying to do things to make herself relevant. I hate watching her show. I think I watched it maybe one time, and it was when her and Cardi B was going into it because you kind of directed me over there to get some tea. And... she just seems like somebody that's not legit, that's constantly just trying to do anything to chase clout. I definitely believe that she paid for the information. I definitely believe that she got it illegally, and her behind is going to jail. This is what it is. And whoever that is that retired, that officer is going to jail too, because, I mean, I work for a hospital, and any time that we look up a patient's information, I mean, my boss got fired for doing something very similar. She was dating this dude, and she wanted to know information about him, and she looked up his medical records. And we literally, at the hospital that I work at, we have a team of people literally sitting around dedicated to do nothing but that, go through your coworkers, our coworkers, search history to see what they searching and see what they looking up in to compare it to what their actual work is to see if they have any reason, you know, to be into this patient's account and X, Y, and Z. And my boss, Dad, lost her six-figure job for doing mm-hmm. something stupid like that. So at a hospital, if they'll fire you at a hospital, they definitely going to fire you working for the Fed. So she's not getting away with this. I think it's a travesty that anybody could be helping R. Kelly with this case.
Well, I don't think she's helping R. I don't think she's helping him on purpose, though.
Right. No, I'm just saying in the sense of, you know, what she did is going, it could, like the girl that called
backfire.
Said, it could possibly backfire and help him with his case where he might get acquitted for this because there's been tamper, you know, evidence has been tampered. You could say that the jury is tampered with, especially
right.
if you could prove that just one person on the jury watched her.
No, Tasha K. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you can
this
say that when you got a federal police officer, when you got a federal officer feeding her illegal documents.
Exactly.
That's easy.
So,
that's
like
easy.
Said.
That's easy. If I'm the lawyer,
yes.
if R. Kelly's lawyer, I'm all over that.
Yes.
We got something.
Because you. Because you could say the jury.
And she's a woman?
The jury is compromised.
And she's probably a black
period.
Woman, too.
Yep, she is. Definitely, because wasn't nobody white doing that. I'm sorry, white people, but ain't nobody, that's us. That got us written all over it. And I can't believe that this lady pretty much probably messed up her pension and every damn thing. She probably retired, but went home with nothing. You know, she probably bowed out gracefully because she had to, but I know it's off subject, but that interview or that show that you did this week about Nicki Minaj and Bia.
Thank you.
And Doja Cat, you was right on the nose, and you made me realize some stuff that I didn't really realize. Like, the reason why I was liking Doja Cat was because she was replacing my dog. You know what I'm saying? She
okay,
was
girl. That's another show. You're right. But we got to keep it moving because we got a guest on today. But we're about to wrap it up. On 524, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm so excited. Okay, it's my second time calling. I just want you to know I am so proud of you. And best believe I am spreading the word with my friends, family, everybody. We do Kiki and watch Armand Wiggins.
Thank you.
Now, as far as Ms. Tasha K., she is trash. I feel like she's very calculated. And at the end of the day, she's always talking about how Iyanla Vanzette is the auntie that's sitting out on the bench smoking a cigarette. But at the end of the day, that's who Tasha K is. I mean, she has no coup. And I feel like because of her, the case is now tainted. So if it goes, you know, in the favor of R. Kelly, they have nobody to blame but Tasha K because she cannot keep her mouth closed to save her life.
But can we be – but on the flip side, is she wrong, though? Like, are we – or are we being a hater? Like, be honest. Like, she was doing her job to a certain degree, right?
She was doing her job. She was. But what she did was she tried to play on the emotions of, like they said, black women, of victims of the abuse that she was trying to put up to the forefront. Meanwhile, she is profiting off of getting this illegal information. Her only goal is to be on top.
That, I mean, and that's my thing. Her only goal was to be viral. Yeah, that was it. So, yeah. Oh, shut
but
out. You said
I
it. Okay.
Thank you.
Lisa, I mean, are you still here, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm here. She's
speaking
the truth, man.
because I know me and you kind of were going back and forth with this. You were like, well, she did her job. And I was like, well, because I'm conflicted with that. Like, on one end, I'm like, she did her job. But then on the other end, I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, girl, wait. You obtained this stuff illegally, so you're still trash. Is it okay to obtain it illegally? Like, do you get cool? Like, do you get points for obtaining illegal information and breaking the story? Like, is that okay?
To me, how you parse that out is this. If you're going to obtain that information, you can't tell it all. You can tell some, but you can't. Because trust and believe, let's not think that all these journalists and these news anchors and these news reporters on TV, I'm quite sure they get stuff illegally.
Mm-hmm.
But they're smart enough to say it in a way and present it in a way so that they cannot be held legally responsible for said information should it hit the fan. And they don't say so much, the ones that are responsible, they don't say mm-hmm. so much that it could potentially ruin the court case.
Okay.
And, you know, so that's, you know, my kind heart wants to still say that about that situation. But this is a mess because I saw in one of the comments in the chat that I guess there were some emails back and forth between Tasha K and the Officer A. And Officer A offered up this information to her, and she accepted it. So that would tie it together. I mean, and if she paid for it, that's worse. And then she profited off of it. So,
well, let me ask you
this.
Do you think she paid for it?
Yes.
Well, she's seeming like she's unbothered. And it clearly states that it's a problem if she paid for it. So that's interesting. She's got a cool poker face on about this. And I'm like, girl, I feel like my thing is this. The feds wouldn't be this invested. We wouldn't have write-ups like this
Correct.
If something wasn't going on. Like, you can try to play it cool all day long, but where there's smoke, there's fire somewhere. Something is not
Correct.
all peaches and cream, okay, over there. Like, so
Correct.
I don't understand this whole idea that everything is okay and we're all just blowing things out of proportion, because that's just not simply true.
I don't think so. And it's not, and no one here, at least from what I'm hearing here, no one is saying, you know, hey, you're, well, never mind that part. But my point is this, I about got ready to say something, but at the end of the day, the feds would not be looking into you, and specifically in the warrant. They already know
mm-hmm.
you got the information. They already know who you got it from. They already know how much information potentially was already sent you. They have all that information already. All they needed to do was to have a legal right to go into Officer A's financial information, because they have already obtained all the information they needed from all the logins, okay? So they already know what happened. They know that part, okay?
Mm.
What they need to do is have proof that there was something sent over. And guarantee you, they will look into that woman's Cash App. They will look into that woman's Venmo, her PayPal, everything. And they will attempt, or any conversations between the two of them, stating, I'm going to pay you XYZ amount for this. Thank you, girl. I'm going to pay you XYZ amount for that. I'm going to take care of you, blah, 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 blah. And then if they have that and they can't trace it on Officer A's computer, they will then obtain a search warrant based upon whatever email conversations or text message conversations happen to then subpoena her financial records and her companies. They're not going to just let this lie. They need to make this example so they can salvage the case and make sure it doesn't go to mistrial. It might not release him, but at the very least, they need to be sure that it doesn't go to mistrial and they don't have to try to retry this all over again.
Okay, Lisa.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take two more and I'm going to get out of here. 8081, you're live on the air.
Oh, hello, Armand. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
All right, this is my second time getting live, so I'm going to make it quick for you. Yes, I do believe Tasha K paid her. That's what she known for. She bragged on that. You know that. Well, you might not, but I think we all know that. As far as her getting the information, was it right, legal or whatever? I believe it was very legal, especially when you know someone that works for the feds is giving you information you're not entitled to, you're not supposed to have. So she knows good and well what she was doing when she got the information. And I believe that the information, if that was leaked, what else has been leaked? I believe this is going to be a mistrial. I believe they're going to fight for it anyway. And I believe that R. Kelly, the charges, he
might get off because of this.
I believe that. I believe he's going to get off because of this. I don't think that was her intention. I believe she just wanted to be number one. You know what she do as far as getting the story out, getting the tea and all of that. But she done did something. She done interfered in a federal investigation, for as I'm concerned, for is what I know about some laws. And interfering in that, I wouldn't want to be her. She could be cool all she wants to and have the straight face. I bet she's shaking in her little boots or her little rope shoes. She's shaking in something tonight because they coming for her. I don't care what she feels on there. She can be on there cool and calm, collected all she wants to. But she totally interfered in a federal investigation. Period.
Like, girl, you're not bigger than the feds. Right, girl.
No, I'm not finna mess with the feds. I don't want them coming at my door, at my computer. I don't want them coming for tea, nothing.
Because they know how to find stuff that you don't even know that they know how to find. Like, they know when they want something, they're going to get it, and they know how to find you. They're going to get you. And in my opinion, let's just say all that is cool, all that is good. It's just the money that now you got to have a whole lawyer. You're still going to court with Cardi B. So you think that – no, who the hell is – first of all, everybody in our regular lives, we got things going on where we're not always at peace. You telling me you spent over $600,000 in legal fees and lost – losing a lawsuit to Cardi B, and now you in this kind of tied-up situation with the feds, and you're telling me that you're okay because – this makes you look like you are the queen of YouTube? Okay. Okay.
No, she's
going
to be the queen in the pen. She's going to be the queen in the pen because she's messing with a federal investigation for federal charges, federal everything. No. Look, I'm going to go. But
all
I'm
right,
just
thank
saying,
you.
It ain't funny. I hate that happened for her. She got a family. She got kids. But she done overstepped her body. She done overstepped completely. She done stepped on toes. She can interfere in a big old big case, and she should have stayed in her lane. And that was just gossip, and that was it. But she should have
At least now she'll be trending the internet all night tonight, and she'll get her a million subscribers.
Well, hey, is it gonna be worth it when you're behind bars and getting millions of letters? Come on now. That's all I got.
All right. Somebody said Tasha gave that information to Azriel's daddy. Did she?
I thought back in the day perhaps she may have. I don't think any of us are saying here that he's going to potentially get completely off just because of this, because there's so much other, right? The whole marriage to, you know, the 15-year-old girl, all that, right? But it could result in a mistrial, which means that then they have to go back through all of these years again of work. All gone, and they have to start it all over again. And at that point, then the federal prosecutors have to determine, do we have a strong enough case to come back at it without Azriel Cleary involved? So then
because what you're saying is the Tasha K piece could totally eliminate Azriel Cleary's story in her situation, which is a very pivotal part of this R. Kelly piece. It's the most recent part.
Correct. It's the most recent part. And so if it ends up in a mistrial as a result of this, do they have enough? I personally think they do, based on, you know, Aaliyah and all of that. Do they have enough, though, truly? Are they going to feel like they have enough to retry him? That's the danger that we're in at the moment. That's the dangerous part we're in at the moment. So, you know, independent of whatever happens or doesn't happen to her or the officer, I think we just can't forget about the alleged victims here. And if that piece is taken out, then what happens? Does that woman ever truly get justice?
Well, I think no. And then I think that that's where it goes back to Tasha K really wasn't doing it for the girls in the first place. It was about her because at some point you had to know that could backfire and, you know, something like that could happen because at some point it's like, okay, they don't get justice, but guess what? She gets put on the map. She gets hundreds of thousands of dollars. She gets millions of views. She's this celebrity blogger. She gets to walk away and say, hey, I was wrapped up in the R. Kelly trial.
Right.
And these girls get no justice, but she gets to trend the internet and blow smoke up her own ass.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, this is the thing. I see a lot of comments here in the chat. I'll tell you something. If this ended up in a, mistrial, if you don't think the feds are going to be so mad that they will do whatever they feel is necessary to her because of causing a mistrial, I mean, the feds are no way to play with. And if they've all, when they send up this signal and say, we're looking for money, trust me, they already know there's money. They just need the legal right to go find it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're hell bent on that. You're saying they wouldn't put a warrant out if they didn't feel like she was paying.
Let me tell you, I may or may not have dated people that was in these similar situations, maybe or maybe not, but let me tell you something. When they get involved, they already got you. Okay? They already got you.
Yeah.
So they don't play. The feds don't just, it's not like some state attorney or some DA here that wants to make a name for themselves. They don't play. They don't come out with a warrant. They seal up the warrants first. They go get the rest of the information they want, and then they unseal the warrant when it serves their purpose. And I feel like it's a PR move serving their purpose in this case, because y'all don't sleep. Azriel Cleary has not been just tossed out and eliminated and all that. Y'all can believe what you want to believe or not believe what you want to believe. That woman's testimony means something, and what happened to that woman means something in that courtroom. So if they can cause a, if the mistrial could be caused because of that, then he can go back and be like, oh, I didn't know that Aaliyah was actually 15. As last I knew, she was dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that poor girl's gone. So what, you know what I'm saying? So it's a harder case to prove what happened 10, 20, 20, 30 years ago than it is what happened 5 years ago or 2 years ago. So that's just my
right. Thank you, Lisa. All right. Last one, 0867, you live on the air. It's a lot of people in there.
Oh, my gosh. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Armand. This is my first time calling in. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I've just been listening in, and, okay, I'll make this real quick. If people out there think that Tasha K did not pay for this information or for any other information as it pertains to R. Kelly, you're a damn fool, because Tasha K really expresses how much she does. You know, she doesn't necessarily say she pays for it, but she'll put things out there to make it seem as if she does. And then on top of that, when you're dealing with the feds, they are very patient. They get paid to be very, very patient. So they've been watching. They do things in a secret. When we find out, it's just like they've been doing this shit for months and years before. So I just feel like I don't necessarily want Tasha K to get locked up or go to jail or anything like that, but I want them to hit her pockets. I want them to bleed her like Cardi B is bleeding her ass. Okay, I want them to take all her dollars, all of them, and that's just pretty much it.
Okay, all right, thank you. It is unfortunate that so many people want her to just burn, but I think people just don't. A lot of people don't respect her. I, for one, don't. So maybe that's just what it is. But I don't know. I was really in between a rock and a hard place with this, because at one point I'm like, I see why she did what she did, but then as I'm listening, I'm like, well, girl, it was still illegal, so I still don't respect that. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it yet, because on one end, she did her job.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other end, she cheated.
Yeah, and this question is, does the end justify the means? And again, I feel like it just may have gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can't knock her for doing what she needed to do in this particular situation to get
mm-hmm.
what was legitimate information. And she reported
yeah.
on legitimate information. I mean, other, like TMZ and a lot of others, report on not true information, and they put massive spins on it depending upon who pays them to put that story on TMZ. So,
But I think with that, so if we go that route, right, with that, then – you got to be ready for the Fed too. So at that point,
yes,
we shouldn't feel bad for her if she gets whatever happens to her at this point, because that's the risk you take when you do something illegal.
It is the risk you take. Yeah. You're right.
That's the risk that you take to be on top under those circumstances. So you got to take the good. You got to take the bad with the good.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
She gets what she gets in that because, like, you got the number one, you got the story, but you're also going to hit, you're going to also get this legal drama. You're going to get two.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody got built for that. And so she's built for that. Good luck to her for that. Because that's a lot. I'm not built for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that right now. I'm not built for that. I don't want those problems. I don't want those problems at all. I'm not built for that. She's built for that. So good luck because I don't want no parts of that in any way. I don't want the lawsuits. I don't want the feds. I'm not built for that at all. So she can have that. But yeah, Lee, thank you for coming on and reading with me. And this was a great show. This was very podcast. I am going to download this episode and put this on Spotify and Apple and all of that. So if you guys want to go back and watch it on your podcast, just go ahead. I mean, listen to it without watching it on YouTube. You guys are going to be able to do that tonight. It will be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you guys get your podcast from. Yeah, Lisa, so, I mean, did you want to go ahead and shout out or whatever you feel?
No, thanks for having me on here. I really appreciate it. This is one of my little hobby passions. I'm very passionate about this sort of situation. So, thank you very much. It was really interesting. Thanks a lot.
It was fun. So thank you because you have a very nice, soothing voice and the reading was very clear. But you know, Lisa, I don't really follow this story. So I was like, okay, girl, I need your help on this because I don't know what's the what. And this is a lot of legal stuff. And you know me, that makes my head hurt.
I understand.
So I know it's late. So we'll talk soon, though. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Have a good one. All right, guys. We are wrapping this up. I guess